Express Bob Morning Show, 8 minutes, make that 9 minutes past the hour. She's here, Tracy, our resident astrologist. And if you got questions, you can call us, 877-PAR-SHOW. Of course, you can tweet them as well. Hi, Tracy, what's going on these days? Like, what is in the moon and the stars, and what moon are we in?
This week has actually been a funky week.
Really?
It's been a tense week because, you know, the planets above are making all sorts of very constricted angles to one another in the sky. And so we're feeling it down below. There's a new moon today in the sign of Libra later on this evening. And so new moons always bring about new beginnings. And because it's in the sign of Libra, it'll probably be new beginnings relationship speaking on the relationship front for most of us. But that new moon is coming up against some friction against with a couple of other planets above. So while it can be a new start, it's not going to be without some tension first.
Okay. All right.
So that's what we can expect.
Okay. Rustbar Morning Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on with Tracy. Who is this? And when's your birthday?
My name is Sunshine. My birthday is February the 8th.
That's hey, Sunshine.
Is that your real, is that your real name, Sunshine? Oh, that's your work.
That's
your work name.
Yes. Tell your mom I'm never coming home.
Go ahead, Sunshine.
My name is Winter. You can have it. There you go.
Really? Winter. That's very similar.
Yes, Winter,
that's
Sunshine.
Awesome.
Winter is such a cool name. Why don't you go? I mean, why did you change it to Sunshine?
No, my nickname is actually Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
Sunshine Winter.
Get that work, girl. All right, so what's your question for Tracy?
I was going to ask about work because I just put in for, like, new job, and I was trying to see how, or did you feel like that I was going to get the jobs that I was applying for? I'm actually in law enforcement field.
Okay. What I can say for Aquarius in general is that there is an energy at play that's really forcing you to kind of get serious in terms of what you want for yourself on the career front. And so if you've been doing the work and putting out resumes and, you know, spreading your name and doing networking and doing different informational interviews, everything that is expected of you to find the job that you want, then I can say, yes, you will be rewarded.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I swear, I thought with a name like Sunshine, I didn't think you were going to be in law enforcement. I thought you'd have a different
Officer Sunshine
profession.
I thought she was a stripper. What are you going to say? She was a stripper.
I thought she would have handcuffs, but pink furry ones.
She speaks in the schools. Officer Sunshine. All right. Open your mouth.
Russ Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. You're on with Tracy. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Shannon, and my birthday is 10-2, and I was just listening about the new beginnings for Libras and everything. But my question is, my husband and I separated right now, but I wanted to know if my marriage is going to work, if we're going to reconcile.
When's your birthday?
October 2nd.
And when is, oh, happy belated birthday. When's your husband's birthday?
March 13th.
Did he send you something for your birthday?
He didn't send me nothing.
That's a sign right there.
You know, to be quite honest, I would need to do a full astrological reading to look at your full makeup. I can't answer this question just by knowing your sun signs alone. But, you know, what I can say, Libras in general are really learning some lessons when it comes to relationships. And those lessons involve, you know, identifying a sense of freedom within your relationships. Libras are so relationship oriented, always looking out for the other people, always considerate of others, so on and so forth. But now you're entering a period where you kind of want more freedom. And if that is the case for you, then that alone should tell you whether or not you two will get back together.
But does her sign and her husband's sign, do they usually get along?
Libra with Pisces, it's interesting because both signs can be very abstract and fickle, you know?
Yes.
And so because of that, it can be difficult for you to find a common sturdy ground to work from in terms of foundation. So your similarities there make the relationship tricky, but it's not necessarily a bad match.
Listen, if you didn't get you none for your birthday, I'm just saying.
Freddie.
No, I didn't get anything for my birthday.
I'm saying that's her husband.
Did he wish you a happy birthday?
Yeah, tweet
like,
something. Text.
I mean, he finally sent me a message on Facebook, but it wasn't like to my wife or anything. It was like with love and everything. I was like, what kind of
thing? I mean, that tells me a little something.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
Actually, I just got married last April.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so we're still newlyweds, but we just, like, I want my, I waited 35 years to get married, and I kind of wanted to work, but if it's not going to, then I need to know because I'm still young, and I got to live. I want to live.
What happened? What happened for y'all to separate? Okay, I'm sorry. Abba told me to move on. I want to know so bad. April, it's only October.
I mean, either way, like I said, this new moon in Libra represents a fresh start for you. It's not going to be without some tension first. So keep that in mind, but nevertheless, it is a new start for you. And so you can certainly put out intentions now if you're trying to get to a better place for yourself in the long run.
Cut your losses. All right. She needs to cut her losses. April, it's October. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Try to make
They're
it work
married.
First. If it doesn't work,
They're
obviously.
Married.
Barely married.
For
Russ
better
Barmore
for worse.
Hello. Hello. Hi. What's your name and what's your question for Tracy?
My name is Maya, and I'm an Aquarius, and I just wanted to know about, I'm in school, so I wanted to know about my education route and I guess my love life, too.
Yeah, Aquarius.
Yes.
Well, interestingly enough, you should be experiencing some activity now in your love life. There's been a pretty aggressive energy happening for Aquarians on the relationship front. And so if you have not been involved with anyone or dating anyone, I would expect that to happen sooner rather than later because it's kind of that time for Aquarians in general, okay?
Okay.
In terms of education stuff, actually it's interesting because the new moon that I was speaking of earlier represents new beginnings. And for Aquarius, that new beginning has to do with education and philosophy and broadening your scope of life and things of that nature. And so this is actually a positive energy for you with regards to your education. So that's a new start
there. It sounds like it. Yep.
Very cool. Thank you.
Sweet. Thanks for your call. Coming up, we're going to have more with Tracy.
More.
So call more. 877-PAR-SHOW. Or you can tweet us at Russ Parr Show.
It's a good Friday.
This is a great Friday.
I love the energy in the room.
Oh, my God. There's so much great energy when Tracy comes.
Yes.
Abba be smiling.